Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The presence of planets orbiting stars other than the Sun might lead to the discovery of alien life. Jason Calleri, associate research scientist in the Physics and Astronomy Department at Johns Hopkins University, studies these exoplanets using extremely powerful telescopes.
20 years ago, our solar system contained all of the known planets in our galaxy. But by now, most of you have probably heard about the discovery of exoplanets, that is, planets orbiting stars other than the Sun. Most of the exoplanets found today have come from transit observations by NASA's Kepler telescope. Kepler works by repeatedly taking pictures of stars. Some of these stars show periodic decreases in their light, and we infer these dips to be caused by orbiting planets that are passing in front of the stars and therefore occulting the stellar disk. Just last week, astronomers used this technique to announce the discovery of an Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone of its host star. So, now that we know planets are out there, the next step is to figure out what they're made out of. To advance this goal, NASA is building two missions for moving us from planetary discovery to characterization. First, the test satellite will repeat the Kepler experiment across the entire night sky and find the nearest exoplanets. Second, the James Webb Space Telescope will be the successor to the mighty Hubble and the most powerful telescope ever built. I'm the project scientist for Webb at the Science Operating Center. Webb will have the sensitivity to measure the atmospheric composition of exoplanets by contrasting the light seen during a transit where the starlight has to pass through the planet's atmosphere to that seen when the planet moves behind its host star, which is just the starlight. The difference between these two measurements represents the planet's atmosphere, and Webb is powerful enough to detect water vapor, carbon dioxide, and methane in this atmosphere. Ultimately, a life-finding telescope will be needed to find Earth 2.0. Such a telescope would need to detect biomarkers such as oxygen and ozone to reveal the conditions on the planet's surface. Although difficult, this measurement is now on our horizon.
That was Jason Calleri of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.